Hello, 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 and welcome back. It is the Mommy Files of a New Black Mom. And what's crazy cray is what's going on. And the fact that I'm actually talking about something more social media than usual, that's not my style. But it was something that was really interesting. It actually happened today, which was kind of funny because I was like not really into, you know, recording today. I had a couple things I may have wanted to touch on, but not enough to do an episode, which is really hard when my brain is doing lots of multiple things. I've been working really hard lately, so my brain has been kind of busy. The crazier part is it's something that started off as like a really great thing and then turned into a really shitty thing. So the great aspect of it was D-Wade went on to talk about how he was accepting of his daughter, you know, more or less his son transitioning into his daughter, and him accepting it, and him and Gabby accepting her and accepting of her lifestyle, and his son basically transitioning into a trans kid now, into a trans girl, whatever. But I think what part that made me happy was like, you see a lot of kids who go through trauma and become suicidal or, you know, a lot of different things based off the acceptance of their parents. And parents don't realize you say hurtful things that directly trigger kids. Kids make really rash decisions. They're not adults who make smart, full thought out, you know, choices. They're kids who already feel unaccepted, unloved, and unwanted, who decided to tell you as their parent when you're supposed to be that kind of, you're that protector, you're that comfort zone, you're that one thing that shouldn't fuck up. And they decided to say, I'm gonna be open with my parent because I know they'll still love me. The flip side of it, the downside to all of this, because that was the best part of it to me, I personally felt very happy because I know D-Wade, being an African-American man with an African-American child, decided to publicly announce the acceptance of his child in whatever shape and form that they came in was riveting. It was news. It literally was that. Now, on the flip side, Boosie Badass, because that's how you have to say his name. I'm sorry, that's just me. I probably won't do it the whole time, but that's literally how I think of him, decided to go on Instagram and decided to make a statement. I'm going to tell you right now, ain't nobody asked Boosie. No one said, Boosie, we need your opinion. Boosie, give us your thoughts. Boosie, tell us what you think. Now, Boosie got, what, 7-8 kids? He had cancer, went to prison. He done lived a real nigga life. My issue is no one asked Boosie. There wasn't a poll that was taken. And yet, here he is, deciding that he should write or speak an opinion that no one asked for. What bothered me was that people agree with his feelings, but they don't get why D-Wade did what he did. You can agree with Boosie being hateful and angry because D-Wade decided to support his child and whatever venture that they thought would be the best for their child, because you don't like it and you wouldn't do it with your child. You see how that differentiates? Don't nobody else get that. There's a difference between yours and mine. There's a difference between what you would accept and what I would accept. And what's crazy is the people who agree with him and his very narrow-mindedness are the same people who get mad or have a whole lot to say when the suicide rate is high, or when kids are running away, or when the kids choose to do harmful things to themselves. They're the same ones up in arms talking about what do we need to do to help our youth. Fucking support them. You have kids who are crying out for their parents and decisions that, yes, you think him being 12 and her making that decision to transition to being a female is not the right age or not the right time. But let me tell you, a great percentage of teenagers were married, having sex, and having kids in this same scope of a young age. What's baffling is no one is up in arms about teen pregnancy the way they are about this. No one is up in arms about the, you know, the boys who are under, you know, 18 having sex with their babysitters or ripping and running about doing drugs and all types of stuff that's really harmful. But you're upset because this 12-year-old girl decided to be all that she felt she needed to be happy. And her parents fucking supported her. Now, this was not meant to be a rant. It was a really hurtful thing because I myself have seen kids and people in positions where they were afraid to be themselves. One of my dear friends from high school, I loved her to death. She had a mom who understood that she was gay, but didn't accept that she was gay. Like, she acknowledged it to an extent, let's just say. She knew, but she wasn't going to purposely come out and say, you're gay. Now, what's more baffling is you see a lot of parents who are in the same position, who either don't acknowledge or simply act like they don't see their kid in these type of situations. They act like all of a sudden they don't realize that their, you know, son or daughter is in a totally different outfit, or their son is wearing makeup, or their daughter is now looking more and more masculine in clothing style, or the friends they only hang with are of a queer lifestyle, or whatever. We'd rather not, you know, face-to-face say it out loud, but it's happening. And the fact that Boosie felt he had an opinion so well worth talking out loud about was crazy to me. Because ain't nobody asked him. Ain't nobody asked him what him and his 12 nasty little kid children are doing. Or what he felt was a good choice for someone else. Because I bet you if you ask him, oh, how you feel about little boys under 18 having sex? He'd be like, well, I lost my virginity at 15, so it don't matter. Why? Why doesn't it matter? Because if that same child can't make a decision about who they feel they are, why is it okay for them to make a decision about sex? When sex can result in a virus, you know, a disease, a child, something that they all can't handle. Because again, they're a child. So why is it okay that a child can make a decision like having sex, which directly affects everything and everyone, but can't say, I recognize that I'd rather be accepted if I felt my body should be female and I identify myself as a female. That's what I feel I am. I feel like I'm in the wrong body. I'm not happy. I don't want to be like this. I want to be feminine and I love girly things. What's so wrong with it? What's so wrong with accepting our children for sometimes the real that they are? We find that, you know, accepting kids is okay at our terms. But then they wonder why kids run away, why kids harm themselves, because they can't simply tell their parent, I like girls. Now, whether they'll stay in that state of mind, I'll grow it. But there's always this old saying, if you nurture something, that's what your child will accept. But if you also make your child ashamed or deny something, what's going to happen is they're going to find a way and a place to go and do it without you. They're going to go and find a way and a place to do it where they feel safe, where they feel accepted, where they literally feel like no one's going to judge them. I laugh because I love, what's her name? Jenny Mao. I think that's her last name for real. She's on The Real, but she also has like a Facebook Live show with her mom and everything. And it's really interesting because her and her mom were estranged. I want to say she said 15, 16 years, something bafflingly crazy. And it was like her mom didn't accept what she wanted from her, and her mother just didn't agree. So she ran away and her mother didn't talk to her. And there would be times where they would all be in the same space and they would yell, scream and argue, and she would go her way and her mom would go her way. But she like left and lived with drag queens in San Francisco and did makeup in strip clubs. Like, she had a real made for TV movie kind of life for a good, I want to say she said between 10 and 15 years or 20 years, something ridiculous. Because her mother just didn't accept. But her mother was also just blatantly just on some like, fuck you. Didn't come look for her. Didn't do none of that. Now, if you look at Denny now, she probably is like, you know, I'm so grateful for the relationship we have. But I also feel like that's absolutely crazy that a parent could just rather lose their child than to accept something like a flaw or a change in sexuality, or just, it's just baffling to me. I feel like as a parent, I will accept anything but self-harm and danger, But I also will accept my child at any standard that they want to fall under. If they feel like they only want to wear masculine clothes, but they identify as straight, cool. If they want to wear the funkiest of attires and identify as queer, cool. If they want to, you know, do whatever makes them happy that doesn't cause harm, cool. Because at the end of the day, kids remember that hurt that they feel in a sense of love, in a sense of what they're going to actually accept. And the crazier part is, we as parents have a choice on what we will allow or accept or even identify or even just recognize in certain standards. But again, I digress. This episode was just me being me more than anything. And because it was me being me, I felt like I needed to be as me as possible. I felt like I needed to be as open, as blunt, as crazy, as whatever as possible. Because at the same time, I've seen a lot of things, but I've also heard and felt a lot of things. And one thing I will say is you have a choice as a parent to be there or not. The sad part is you won't get too many choices of that with your kids. You won't get too many decisions like that with your kids. And you won't get too many times to neglect or dismiss or hurt them before they decide they don't want to be your child. And I don't know if I can accept that. Let's take a quick break and we'll be back. We're back.
Dude, nigga, I'm back.
But no, we were discussing the whole Boosie, D-Wade, Gab Union situation. What's more interesting is than not is the fact that what I find humorous is not even a week later, Wendy Williams gets caught up on some, more or less, I like to call it faggotry. And she wants to say stuff about men in dresses. Now, men have been gay since the beginning of us denying it. And sexuality, especially when it comes to children, is very unique in a sense of discovery. And I say that because a lot of times as parents, we want our children to be themselves, to figure out themselves, to be creative, to be unique, to be all these descriptive adjectives, right? And on purpose, we want our kids to never feel like they can't come to us. But then what's baffling is we don't want our kids to feel like they can't come to us, but then we threaten them or we are enthusiastic with them just being heterosexual or comfortable in their sexuality as long as it appeases the parent. And what I find more interesting than not is someone like Boosie, who threw a party for his son, who's 13, who decided to come and basically double down on what his father said. Had strippers, had him getting a lap dance, talked about him getting a blowjob and all types of stuff. So you feel like a child who is a child. If you're under 18, you're a child. So you feel like a child should be not only discriminating against women, demoralizing women, needs to be sexually molested, because no child at the age of 14 knows what to do with their body. No child. But you feel like as a parent and you personally influencing them to be sexual deviant and literally influence them enough where they want to become almost just disgusting. I want to be more, you know, politically correct, but it's disgusting. If I had a son, now granted I have a stepson, but if I had a son that lived with me more continuously than not, and he was telling me that at 14 he wanted to have sex, I would be very apprehensive. I would be very not okay. I feel like I would be very discouraging of him doing it, because I feel like you're making a decision that will be for the rest of your life. And we always make it into a woman or a girl thing where it's about, you know, losing your virginity and deflowering and all this. But for boys, it's the same thing. But a lot of times it's trauma. It's that 19-year-old babysitter that decided to take advantage of you because she felt like it was cool or funny or interesting or an easy target. Or that, you know, uncle who decided to rub on you or whatever. If you don't have an issue with the babysitter, then why have an issue with the dirty uncle? Because I feel it very, you know, almost contradictory that men don't find an issue if their son slept with an older woman before they were 18. Like, if he's 14 and his 20-year-old, you know, counterpart decided to come at him, he should be, you know, flattered. But you wouldn't feel that way about a girl and her 20-year-old uncle or 20-year-old counterpart. It didn't have to be a relative. It's very interesting. And I feel that, you know, when it comes to sexuality, however you want to view it, somebody like Wendy Williams, who has been almost a pillar in the gay community, decided to say something as baffling to most that, oh, Galentine's Day is for the girls and not the boys, and we need our dresses and our heels back from these guys as well. It was almost like, do you not think that you using, you know, queer slang and queer phrases and queer, you know, attributes that kind of come to the realm of what Wendy Williams is, isn't a bit backsided to now kind of vulgarly disgrace those same people who supported you and root for you and watch your show and book all these trips to come up there? I feel like it was really interesting that she chose that kind of conversation. But again, you see the reality of people when they really have something to say. And as much as I am not a fan of Bootsie, I like Bootsie's music, but I do not know Bootsie himself. And the difference is separating the artist from the art. I can enjoy someone's music and not like them as a person. I can support someone's, you know, artwork, whether they're a painter, a drawer, whatever, an illustrator. I can support someone in that sense, but never think I will never purchase. I may stream, I might hear it in the club and get my two-step on, but I won't personally go out my way to find this person nor support this person. And I feel like when you have celebrities who, I don't want to say go out their way, but he went out his way to have an opinion about something that no one asked him about. He went out his way to describe what another man should do with a child he birthed, and that everyone has an opinion on how to raise a child, yet I've never seen the most perfect child ever. I feel like every man has this masculinity tendency that men don't cry and men aren't emotional and men should do this and men should do that. But at the end of the day, being a man doesn't mean you have to be a straight man or a heterosexual man or a man that only likes, you know, to be hard and tough and rough and all that. Like, I feel like it's crazy because you teach kids to be this way. You wonder why we have so many murderers and killers and abusers and people who don't know how to not put their hands on women because they're not allowed to be emotional or show that they care or cry or have feelings that are technically feminine, which is crazy. How is crying feminine? Why is it that D-Wade can't support his child and feeling like, I love my child regardless of where they may stand on the spectrum of heterosexuality, and I rather support my child than lose my child? Because think about it. If your child came and say, Mom, I don't want to go to college. For some people, that's their breaking point. You don't want to go to school, you can get out of my house. Now you got a kid who has to make a decision to either be a failure or do something they don't want just to appease their parents. Look at Zaya. She literally had the choice of saying, I could be this heterosexual boy and unhappy and just miserable and sad and maybe trapped in my own feelings and emotions, or I could be honest and hope that my parents will understand how I feel or my you know, desires, whatever. But then Boosie doubles and says, oh, well, he's a boy and you let him and da 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 da. But in reality, it's more or less you're supporting your child who needs to be loved, and you care for your child that needs to be loved. And you decided that you value your child that needs to be loved. That's all that meant. And at the end of the day, when it came down to it, you chose to literally support your child and be a parent than to realize, okay, maybe if I support my child will feel loved and cared about and not want to hurt or harm themselves like all these kids have been doing because they feel trapped and lost and hurt and alone. But no, be like Boosie. Be like him and raise a child who doesn't know anything but misogyny. We're going to take a quick break and I'll be back. Decided that the best thing for him to do is support his child. That's all that matters. He supports his child because as soon as his kid would have committed suicide or done something tragic, you know, God forsake, then we would have said, what did the parents do wrong? What did Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union could have done different or should have done different or may have not done at all? Then we would have been pointing the blame of how poor parenting and poor care and lack of love would have been all these causes of why this child failed. But because they decided to support their child, they're looked at as almost the worst, you know, in certain, for certain people, they looked at as really bad human beings, or, you know, they're entertaining such, you know, travesty, or they're entertaining his nonsense. But think about it, if she was on the other foot and something was to happen to this child, you would say all this kid needed was a parent that supported them, or a parent that, you know, was there for them and wanted them to be cared about. Parents choose how to love their children because they choose what's best for their child. This child never said this is how they're going to live the rest of their life. This child never said they needed a sex change. This child said this is how I feel and I would like for my parents to support me because I need parents that support me because I don't know what I'm feeling. I am a child. So me being a child and not knowing this is what feels right, I just need parents who are going to say, okay, we got your back. Now, if Boosie feels like he got an opinion, he should keep it to his own children. And probably to his health since he has cancer. But you know, what do I know? But I say this as a parent who has young children in the same age bracket as Dwayne Wade. I would rather support my children and have them happy and feel loved and feel cared about and feel like their parent is there. I don't have to like your decision to support you. My parents said that about something as simple as me getting tattoos. It was like, oh, you know, I don't do tattoos. And my mother was really upset. She was a little bit disappointed and she was a little bit in her feelings, whatever, whatever. But at the end of the day, my mother was like, you're an adult, so the choices that you make, I can't be mad about. I could only, you know, say they're not something I myself would do or entertain or go with you and get done or any of that. And I was okay with that. But when you have a child, treat a child like that. Treat a child like, I'm going to support you and care for you because I'm your parent. If he was an adult making these choices and turning into a he, she, or turning into a she, or a they, or whatever, yes, your opinion of how you treat them can be totally different. But again, this is a child. Love a child. Care about a child. Maybe that's what's wrong is you have so many parents like Boosie who feel so negative and so lack of knowledge and lack of care. This is why our children are killing themselves. You wonder why kids are looking up suicide videos at 11 and 12 years old is because they have parents like Boosie. And parents who are so ignorant and so just blinded by their own feelings that they can't give two fucks about what's going on with their child and caring about their child. You bring these children into a world where they think you are their protector, their love, their care, their, like, you are supposed to be the one person who's always supposed to have their back.
and you turn them, your back on them when they need you most, you prove that you don't and that they don't need to be here. And this is exactly why children are choosing to take their lives over getting help, over finding, you know, refuge. It used to be a thing where kids used to just run away to the city. You hear a lot about that, about gay kids running to New York, living homelessly. If you ever seen Pose, Pose touched on this immensely in the beginning of their season, about how all the little gay kids used to live on a pier because they would run away from these small towns and these, you know, unloved homes to run away to New York to go dance in these balls and live in these gay houses. And this is how AIDS and HIV was such a rampant situation, because literally you had people who had nothing and had no one feel love for the first time, and trusted people who were sick and riddled with disease. It's crazy to think that your child would rather live on the streets cold, hungry, and be hurt by someone who's sick than to be home safe with you in your loving care.